Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, sunny skies greet most of Israel, with pleasant temperatures in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Meanwhile, Haifa is experiencing some cloud cover, but it remains a warm day overall. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Jerusalem Post from earlier today, Iran is reportedly using the current ceasefire to dig out buried missiles and launchers. Also, Ynet reports that the IDF chief has ordered strikes on Hezbollah's drone supply chain deep inside Lebanon, just today. Also, this hour, an unnamed IDF official told I-24 News that without shipping out Iran's enriched uranium, the latest war could be deemed a failure. Separately, JNS reports that former President Trump is not satisfied with the latest Iranian proposal to end the war. And finally, Axios reported that Trump has announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon, a move with significant political implications for Netanyahu. Reaction has been swift on social media. Alex Plitzas, a defense analyst, posted just minutes ago about his appearance on CNN to discuss the latest on Iran and possible outcomes, including a potential deal or strikes. Yashar, a journalist, shared news from earlier today that Narges Mohammadi, a jailed Iranian Nobel Peace Prize winner, is hospitalized in critical condition after collapsing in prison. Honest Reporting, an organization monitoring media accuracy, posted less than an hour ago about the unproven claims regarding Israeli guards using trained dogs against Palestinian prisoners, highlighting the lack of evidence. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Iran, the Jerusalem Post explains that the U.S. believes Iran is using the ceasefire to rebuild its missile capabilities. This preparation could signal plans for resuming conflict if negotiations fail. For civilians in the region, this development raises concerns about future escalations. Turning to the strikes in Lebanon, Ynet details that Lieutenant Gen. Eyal Zamir has instructed operations targeting Hezbollah's FPV drone supply chain beyond southern Lebanon. This move comes hours after reports of Iran's activities, highlighting a coordinated effort to curb threats. The implications for regional stability remain tense as these actions unfold. Meanwhile, the I-24 news piece warns of Israel's position on Iran's enriched uranium. An IDF official indicates that failure to remove this uranium could necessitate another military operation in Iran. This situation underscores the critical nature of nuclear negotiations and their impact on regional security. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that despite software giants deploying cash for buybacks, their shares continue to fall amid uncertainty. Separately, according to Globes, the shekel-sterling exchange rate is heading below NIS 4 per pound, marking its weakest level against the shekel since 2022. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reveals that Bank Hapoalim is joining the quantum revolution, investing millions in a startup from the Weizmann Institute, marking a significant step in technological innovation. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 9 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.